Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you to this Tech Talk training session. I'm Robert Acosta, and I want to introduce at this time to present our speaker and discuss the subject, Pat Price, our co-chair here.
Thank you very much, Bob, and it is indeed a privilege for us this evening to have with us Mataki Burtz, who is the CLOS Product Manager. Now, titles often don't tell us a whole lot, but we're especially pleased to have Mataki because she is the leading person who has brought this fantastic system to fruition. The technology has been her experience and things that she has worked with, primarily because she has had a very keen awareness and sensitivity for accessibility issues as they affect libraries and their delivery system to blind patrons. So we truly are privileged to have her with us. She's internationally known for her technology, adaptive technology information and skills. And so it is indeed a privilege for me to present to you Ms. Mataki Burtz from the Keystone Library Automation System. And Mataki, the microphone is yours.
Well, thank you very much, Pat, for the wonderful introduction and the opportunity to speak to everyone. The CLOS, or the Keystone Library Automation System, is used by a number of the NLS libraries, and we'd always love to have more. I'm going to share my browser. It is a complicated system. There's lots to it. So tonight, what I'm really going to focus on is the information that we store in CLOS and how that can really help libraries provide a better and more customized service for patrons. I've got some PowerPoint slides to cover the theory, and then what I was going to do is go into the Web OPAC and show you some of the things that you can look up about your patron record online. So I'm going to start off with my description. We have an overview of Keystone Systems. Our first Talking Book Library customer was in 1983. It's the North Carolina Library for the Blind. Over the 24 years of it, we've really worked with them and all of the other libraries to understand what their needs are and how we can make sure that their workflow is supported. Are currently used in 75 of the NLS libraries. That would be regionals and sub-regionals. And we work with the Talking Book libraries. We also work with a number of instructional resource centers that serve textbooks to students who are visually impaired. And we also work with other special libraries, generally libraries where they're sending books through the mail or other sorts of specialized service. The strength of our system comes through helping the libraries manage their collection and sending out materials through the mail and doing all of that and making sure that it's an efficient manner. One of the big things is that with Talking Book libraries, instead of the model of having the patron come in and kind of hand browse through the shelves and hand a few books over to the front desk clerk and check those out, that they really are dealing over the phone and trying to gather up everything, sometimes as many as 5,000 books a day, and get them out the door to in the mail to you before the postman comes. Another aspect that we've worked hard to make sure is in CLOS is that both the staff and the patron interfaces are accessible. Because if you can't use the system, then it's not working. So what does CLOS do? In a library management system, there are three basic things that you want to keep track of. The catalog, what does the library have? The patrons, who uses the library? And circulation, how you connect who has what and who and what's going and coming. Other aspects of CLOS would be tracking additional formats, such as equipment or serials or electronic materials, and also tracking specialized requests and procuring other types of procuring things such as acquisitions. When we are setting up a system, we take a look at what information the library already has. What information do they have about the catalog, and the quality of that information. We would also take a look at other information that they might desire. And when we're converting libraries, most libraries already have a system, so we're looking at what information they have, but they may not have been able to really do as much cataloging in their old system as they wanted to. And so one of the benefits of the NLS system is that they are able to take advantage of all of the cataloging work that the Library of Congress does, and also because they have similar collections, they're able to share information such as subject coding or that across libraries, so that they can benefit of the work that other libraries have done. We'll also take a look at how their what their policies are, what their service philosophy are. One of the things that we found is that if one library wants to do something one way, there's guaranteed to be a library that wants to do it in the complete opposite way. And that a lot of their policies are set out or structured based on some of their physical realities. One example was we had one library. He had a really nice facility. They were all on one floor, one shelf, and so it was easy for them to reshelve everything and operate fairly efficiently in that manner. Another library, their collection was spread out across five different levels. Sometimes, in order to get to a section of books, they had to go through and like cut through a classroom or something. And so for them, it was very important to not have to reshelve their books, since most of the books that that get returned are going to go immediately back out. So in setting up the system, it's a lot of looking at what are their physical realities, what are their policies, and there are lots of switches in CLOS that allow the system to behave according to, customize according to how the library wants to behave. And then statistics really are the lifeblood of libraries, and they have to maintain statistics to show that they are doing things and getting activity and such. And different agencies have different requirements on them. And so how can we set up the statistics to make sure that we are meeting their reporting needs? So for the information that we keep about the collection, we keep what we call bibliographic level information. That's the title. It describes the content and the concept of something in the collection. And the bibliographic information is really what you search for in the catalog. It's the author or the title or even the narrator or such. The holding level information describes the physical piece. And really the piece that most people are really concerned about with holding level information is this item available? When we get into title level information, there's some amount of information that's really objective. What is the author? What was the title? What language was the book written in? And then you get into some information which is more subjective. Series, subjects, kind of what is the book about? And some people would say, oh, this book by Daniel Still, well, it's a bestseller, and that's where it should be shelved. And some people would say, oh, no, it's a romance. And so you get a lot of variation. And one of the nice things about the having multiple subjects and such is that instead of just having a book in one physical place, be it mystery or romance or bestseller or such, you can have the book filed into multiple places. Another aspect of information is how much detail is being kept about a title. And what are the goals of the target audience of your catalog? And in general, what we find our library's goals are is enough information so that their patrons can virtually browse the shelves, that they can get the annotation, they can get the description of what the book is about, they can identify what information, what the book is. And really, the things that the libraries tend to put in, they try to put in what things they get questions about. So if you're having trouble finding finding titles or finding information, the question is this something that the library is keeping information about? When we get over into the patron side, the information that we keep has to do with who you are, where materials need to be sent, what media or formats you want to receive information in, and how often you want to receive your books, how many you want to receive at a time, and then also things like what sorts of books do you want, likes or dislikes. In terms of using that information, we're looking at for the who and where information, we want to make sure that we can identify you when you call, that materials are being sent to the appropriate person, and that for the purposes of tracking who's using the library, how much work is being done by the library, and making sure that they can show how things are being used. In terms of tracking what and how much, really looking at what formats are you interested in receiving. Are you interested in receiving Braille, cassette, video, DVDs? Some libraries track kits, all sorts of different things. But what we want to make sure is that you only get materials sent to you in a format that you can use. Don't want to send DVDs to you if you don't have a DVD player, type thing. also want to look at how often do you want to receive books? Do you want to receive them as you return books, just kind of keep a general cycle going? Do you want to receive books on a weekly or monthly basis? Or do you only want to receive books when you call in? This really allows libraries to help out their heavier readers. It also allows them to look at service for people who really just kind of want to keep some books coming, but they don't necessarily, but they want to know when they're going to get more books. And it allows more control on the part of the end user. And then also how many. In terms of the total number out, what we're looking for is really how many books do you want to have at a time, but frequently you're also going to need to account for a few more for the back and forth in the mail. And then also we keep track of the number of books that you want to receive at once. And what you're looking at is what is a good shipment size for you? One way to look at this is how many books can fit in my mailbox? The other thing that we track is likes and dislikes. One way that you want to, or that one aspect of service that you can decide to exchange is whether or not you want to fall under what's called auto selection or list only. When you're a list only patron, it's only going to send you the specific titles that you request. If you go for auto selection, then you describe general categories that you'd like to receive, and it's more a way of kind of browsing the shelves and getting more a broader range of titles sent to you. In terms of likes and dislikes, the subjects in talking book libraries are generally very broad categories, such as mysteries or romances or such. Some libraries also define subcategories. So in the case of mysteries, you might find tough detective mysteries or British mysteries or such. And then you can, in CLOS, you can say that you like a broad category, but you don't want any of the specific under that category. So you like mysteries, but you don't want any British mysteries. You can also specify authors that you like and authors that you dislike, narrators, series that you want to receive, and then you can also have multiple languages, multiple reading levels that you want to get. In general, what we're trying to do is make sure that the books that are selected by the system would fit with your interests. So now we've covered some of the general theory of CLOS, and I was going to go over and do a demonstration of what a patron record might look like in the Web OPAC, and also possibly do some searching and such. One thing that did come up as a question in the conversation prior to getting started was if your library is using CLOS or not. The best way to see if your library is using CLOS is to use our library catalogs listing, and that is at www.klas.com/OPAC. That's www.klas.com/OPAC. And at this point, I'm going to turn on JAWS.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog, list box, navigate, and synthesizer-speech up. page up, type in echo, page up, group, page up, block quote enough, page up, click page up, navig. Enter, now to the specifics link on mouse over. Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog, list box, navigation, quick keys, page down, page down, element, page down, forms mode uses virtual labels, dash off. Key progress bar announcement, dash off. Enter, now to the specifics link on mouse over.
And what I'm going to be using is our demo site so that we're not actually looking at any real patron information.
Alda, graphic 790 edit www.alas.com/alasdemo. Enter, now to the specifics link on mouse over, Keystone Demonstration Library, page has 10 headings and 10 links, Keystone Demonstration.
So, when you go into the class WebOpac, the first thing you're going to get to is the basic search page. And with that, you can just start searching for books, and it's not going to ask you to log in until you do something that would require information for it to know who you are, such as actually placing requests or such. In this case, I want to look at the patron record first, so I'm going to go ahead and log in. And you can move through the screen. We start off by presenting the main content of the screen first, and then the menu appears afterwards in the and I have a message that my JAWS volume is too low, so I'm going to turn it up a little bit. So what I'm going to use is the heading 2s to jump down to the menu.
Heading basic search. Heading menu.
And I'm going to go down to the patron information option on the menu.
Link, search, link, link basic search, link advanced search, help, link patron information, alt plus I. Enter, patron information. Page has 9 headings and 10 links. Heading Keystone Demonstration Library. Heading session timeout in order to protect patron interests. This library apostrophe times dash out sessions that are inactive for more than 15 minutes. And
so since I had already logged on to make everything work closer, it's logged me out since I was more than 15 minutes out. So I'm going to log back in.
Heading menu. No next heading at level 2. Blank. Heading blank. Heading blank. Link basic search. Link advanced search. Heading link patron information. Alt enter. Page has 9 headings and 11 links. Tab user ID alt plus J edit and table column 2. Row 1. Login.
So I'm going to go into my
enter. Tab user ID alt plus enter. Forms mode.
Going into forms mode and putting in my user ID.
CAMPDR09. Tab password. Password edit. Type in text. Star, 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 star. Enter. Click here to log in. Alt plus S button to activate. Press space bar. Forms mode off. Click here to log in. Alt plus summary.
So with the patron information summary, what we're trying to do is answer the most common questions that the libraries get and that people want to have. So I'm going to look through, and it's going to tell me who I am.
Blank. Heading Keystone Demonstration Live. Blank. Heading patron information blank. Welcome, James Burns. Link left parent if you are blank. Your last shipment of 3 items occurred on March 5th, 2007.
So it's going to tell me what I last got sent things today, and then I get information about what those things were.
With heart. The company colon the novel of the CIA. Left the company colon the novel of the CIA. Left parent volume 2 right parent.
So the company is a long book, and it came in 2 volumes, so I got two pieces.
Blank. Link our records show you have 32 items checked out. Link our records show you have 178 items on request.
So at 32 items out and 178 on request. Those links I could follow, and I could look at my request list, or I could look at what things are out.
Link. You are subscribed to the following magazines, colon. Link. Consumer Reports. Discover. Outdoor Life. Smithsonian. NFB Newsline. Talking Book Topics.
And then that was another thing that was that our libraries told us was most frequently asked about was what magazines do you have on my file?
Link.
So in this case, I've looked over the summary, but I really want to know more about what my patron record has to say. So I'm going to scroll through the menu to get to the patron record.
Heading Help Link, Heading Search Link, Link Basic Search Link Advanced Sub Link, Heading Patron Inform Link, Link Summary Alt Link Has Now Alt Link Reserves or Click Has Had Alt Plus A Link Search Options A Link Patron Record Alt Plus R. Enter. Patron Information Dash Patron Record Heading Page Has 9 Headings and 11 Links. Heading Patron Information Dash Patron Record Welcome. Click Left Parent if you are not. Please click here to log in again. Right Parent. Current Mailing Address. Preferences.
So it seems to have forgotten who I am, of course.
Link. Request to have your patron record changed. Link. Reading preferences. Link. Current mailing address. Link. Click left parent if you are not. Please click here to log in again. Right parent.
So since I am not blank, I'm going to log in again.
Enter. Page has 9 headings and 11 links. Tab user ID alt plus J edit. Table column 2. Row 1. Login.
Going into forms enter. Mode.
Tab, user ID alt, enter, forms mode on, user ID alt plus JSC, A, M, P, B, R, 09, tab, passwords, star, tab, enter. Forms mode off, search options alt plus C link, page has 9 headings and 18 links, link search options alt plus.
Okay, so now that I'm logged back in, I am going to, once again, jump back down to the menu and look at the patron record.
Go next heading at level 2 in this section. Heading menu. Welcome Richard K. Blank. Heading Sir Blank. Link advanced search alt blank. Heading pay blank. Link summary alt plus link has now alt plus double. Link reserves request link has had alt plus link search options alt plus link patron record alt enter. Patron information dash patron record heading page has 9 headings and 17 links. Heading patron information dash patron record welcome Richard Campbell, the patron.
Okay, so I am Richard Campbell. I was a little bit surprised that it called me James Burtz earlier.
Link, welcome Richard Campbell. Visited link left parent if you are not Richard Campbell. Link, current mailing address.
So now I can look at what my current mailing address is, and this is useful to make sure to see if a change of address information has been processed by the library.
Link, Richard R. Campbell, 8016 Glenwood Ave, Hendersonville, NC 28703 USA, 999-310-3074, ks7@claws.com.
So once again, it's reviewing over the current information. And I have a question that there's is there a listing of hotkeys to make the navigation quick? Yes, there is. It's in the help. But also, in general, the hotkeys are announced as you look at if you land on a link or something. At the end of that, I believe it tends to tell you what the hotkey is that it would use. With this, with the Talking Communities browser, most of them are done as Alt plus a letter, and the Talking Communities browser seems to use a lot of the letters in common. Once we look at the change of address information, or once we look at the current address information, we also have a link.
Link send change of address information to the library.
That would allow us to, if we click on this link, it'll put up a form so that we could email change of address information to the library. It does not get automatically updated. The library would probably contact you and make sure that that information was put in as you want in order to process the link.
Link. Subscribe media.
The next section of information is what we call subscribe media, and it will tell you what formats you are signed up to receive information in. It is a table, so I'm going to go into it and then use my table reading keys within JAWS to move around.
Link, table with 8 columns and 4 rows, medium.
So I have 4 rows, which would be a header row plus 3 media.
Cassette, row 2. Descriptive video, row 3. Electronic text, row 4.
So in this case, I'm signed up for cassettes, videos, and electronic text. And I'm going to go back up to cassettes and look at the other information that's in there.
Descriptive video, cassette, row 2. Status, active, column 2.
So I'm active.
Last shipment, March 5th, 2007, column 3.
I last got something in 2007.
Type of service, calendar auto select dash weekly, column 4.
So this tells me whether I'm set up for auto select or list only and how frequently I'm looking at getting books.
Book limit, 20, column 5.
How many books can be out to me at any given time.
Currently owner assigned, 15, column 6.
And I'm currently listed as having 15 books.
Reserves, 0, column 7.
No reserves.
Requests, 178, column 8.
And 178 requests. If I go back to type of service, I can look and see what other kinds of service I have on the different media.
Reserves. See currently owner as book limit. Select type of service. Calendar auto select dash weekly column 4.
So that's for cassette.
Descriptive video. Nightly dash request list only row 3.
I'm list only for a descriptive video.
Electronic text. Only magazine services row 4.
And for electronic text, I'm only receiving magazines from the library.
0, 0, 0.
So I'm going to move on and to the next section.
Table length, reading preferences.
Which goes into the reading preferences. These are the things that I like and I don't like. The first section is
length, author preferences, colon.
The authors that I like and I don't like, which would be
W.E.D. Clancy, Tom, length, No Ludlum, Robert.
So I have a preference for W.E.B. Griffin and Tom Clancy, but I don't want to receive any Robert Ludlum books.
Blank. Tab blank preferences, colon, English, blank.
I only want to receive books in English.
Reading level preferences, colon, adult level, blank.
And I only want to get adult books. I don't want, by default, to get juvenile books, unless I specifically request them.
Series preferences, colon. Richard Hamilton.
So I've been signed up for the Richard Hamilton series by year. I can't remember his first name.
Blank. No Clancy. Met Force.
And then, but I've said, even though I like Tom Clancy, I'm done with the Met Force books. I don't want to receive any of those.
Blank. Subject references, colon. TV-Mystery and Detective.
I like mystery and detective movies.
TV-Spy Stories.
And spy movies.
Bestseller-Fiction.
General bestseller fiction.
Historical fiction. Spy Stories. Mystery and Detective.
So one of the things that by setting up the preferences in this way, I've said that although I like spy stories, I find Robert Ludlum's writing style to be not to my taste. So I can even, so if there's a author that you find that you don't really care for within a genre that you like, you can be as specific to say, don't send me any of his books, or you can even be as specific to say, for a particular author or genre that I like, I just don't care for that series. The next section is
magazine subscriptions.
So once again, I can look at specific information about my magazines.
Table with four columns and seven rows. Title.
So I can look at
Smithsonian Monthly Serve-SMT3, row 2.
The edit title, and this will tell me how frequently it's published.
Format, cassette, column 2.
It's in cassette.
Order date, December 20th, 2000, column 3.
I've been receiving it since December of 2000.
Issue last set, February 24th, 2006, column 4.
And that the last time I received an issue was on this date. If it is a title such as
NFB Newsline Daily Serve-NWL8, direct from publisher, row 3.
If it's a title that is not sent out from the library, but is more of a direct service, such as Newsline or Talking Book Topics, it will say direct from publisher instead. At this point, I wanted to take some questions about patron records, and then I was going to get in and show doing some searches and placing requests.
Okay. By the way, I love Robert Ludlum, so please convey that to Richard Campbell. But let's see if there are any questions from the audience here. And let's give your name and be sure to let our guests respond to that question, okay?
I'm assuming that with these preferences, when you say, I want this but not this particular thing, I'm assuming you have to phone the library and have them put it in there. Because I pulled up what you're looking at, and I don't see boxes to that effect. I'm assuming they have to do that for you when you phone your reader advisor.
Yes, that is information that's stored by the library and managed by the library. So you would need to specifically ask for those likes and dislikes.
Any other questions?
Did you say which version and I miss it?
I'm not quite sure which version of what you're asking about.
Software.
Our speaker asked about a version. We're not clear on the version. What you're talking about, please. Is that Jeremiah? I'm not sure.
No, that was Franklin, and he needs to restate his question.
Sorry. I asked what on the software that you're using, what version of the software are you using to do this process for the information and everything?
The database that I'm running against is a CLOS version 7 database, but we do also have this information in the version 5. It's not quite as complete with version 5. In this case, I am using JAWS version 7 right now, but I also know quite a number of people that use Window Eyes or other screen readers to access CLOS.
Well, on version 5, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't looked at it in the last few months, but there were some features there, though, that you could use, that some things you could do that when 7 came out, you could no longer do. And as I recall, the one that bothered me was the one where you could re-request, or if there's no such word, but you could again request books which you had read but wanted to read again. And the last I heard on this latest version, the only way that you could change that was to go in to the library, contact the library people, and then they manually had to go in and change that. Has that been changed?
You can request books that you've already read. You will get a confirmation message basically asking, are you sure that you want to receive this book? And we also have the possibility of of if something is already on request, you can essentially upgrade it from a request to a reserve.
I just looked at the class.com/OPAC, and there are three listings there, and they tell you which libraries use which versions. And that happened to me, Franklin. I had wanted a book again, and I added it to the book basket. And when I went to check out, it said, "There's a problem here. You already had this book way back when, and do you want it again, or do you want to delete it?" So yes, there's a set of buttons that you press that yes, I want it again.
That's good, because when 7 first came out, that part was not a question. Yeah, I'm not a question. That wasn't in it. So that's, I'm glad to see they've gotten that bug out of there. I'll tell you, I've used this, I guess 4 or 5 years at least, ever since 5 came out, and I really like it.
I am Shelley Justice from Orlando, Florida, and I'd first like to say I've been using the system for, years. I'd be lost without it. I order all my books online. I'd like to ask, I note that apparently different states do either use different versions or they can choose which features they want and which features they don't. I have a friend in South Carolina, and he's able to look at books that he has previously read, whereas in Florida we cannot. And I asked about it. I asked someone who worked at the library, and he said the staff at the library chose to set it up that way because there was a problem on their end. When they had it set so we could look at our has had list, they were having trouble reading the screen. It was too small. Personally, I would love to look at the list of books. I do re-request books on occasion, but it'd be kind of neat to look at the stuff I've read in previous years.
That is a choice of the library as to what features, what options are displayed, and it's one of those things where I'm not aware of it making things too small, but it's certainly something that we want to check on to make sure to understand what's going on there. I know that some libraries have more of a concern about privacy and making sure that information that they think their patrons don't want is limited access.
Unfortunately, I don't know whether this has changed or not, but originally each state purchased this themselves, and each time an upgrade comes out, that is another upgrade or another one that has to be purchased, and so that's part of the problem with the varying upgrades from state to state, that and then the popularity of it too.
Yeah, Mataki, if you can, could you put an email, either yours or someone where our lady from Florida could write, and maybe you guys can check on Florida and see if the screen is indeed too small and that's the reason they don't want to do this for her.
In terms of contacting the library, at the bottom of the menu is always a contact information for the library. I will also check and see what's up with Florida and the has-hats.
I will have to say, this is Shelley again. I email them on occasion, and they always respond. And I requested a series of books. I guess it's been about a year ago. I love historical fiction, and in particular, Old England, medieval, all the way back to Roman Britain. I love it. And there was a series of books by Manda Scott about Queen Boudicca, and I wanted to read it. So I emailed and I asked, could you possibly get this series of books? And they got them. I don't know what they had to do to get them recorded, but they have sent me 2 of them, and they're in the process of getting the 3rd one. I think there's a 4th one as well. So I can't really complain, because our people are terrific. They do a fabulous job, and I'm glad they're here.
Okay, any more questions, please? Or else Mitaki may want to move on to the search and how that works.
Well, this isn't really, well, I guess it is a question. I just checked the website, and I'm in Michigan, and Michigan is not on the list at all. What would be the best way to maybe inform our regional library about CLOS, and does it have to be the entire state that goes over to it, or can it be done one library at a time?
It can be done one library at a time. One of the ways that libraries have justified moving to CLOS is by being able to get the entire state on one system. So it's really more of an issue of bringing up of the politics of your state's library and what their budgeting issues are.
Each, and I think we're talking there, you're talking about when you say each library, you're talking about each regional library. Another thing that you might want to do, or not you want to, another alternative, or two alternatives, is, of course, to personally contact the director of that, not the library, the state library, but the library for the blind, physically handicapped in that state, and encourage them to buy this. But also another thing to do then is to talk to the members of your consumer advisory committee. Each library, each state's library has an advisory committee. And so talk to find out who the chairman of that committee is and then talk to them. They may not know about it. So sail them on it.
Joni, I haven't checked on New Jersey, but Joni's been long a member of the Friends of the Library Advisory Committee, and I know she'll be asking them about CLOS.
So if we're kind of at a pause on questions about a patron record, I'm going to go in and do some example searches and then take some more questions. Okay, I'm going to scroll back up in the menu to the basic search option, and that'll allow me to do a search.
Link summary, what's up, link? Pet link, link advanced search, link basic search, alt enter, basic search. Keystone demonstration library page has 9 headings and 10 links, EPL.
And of course, as we talked, I've timed out, so I'm going to
link.
Do
heading
a
Keystone demonstration link. Heading session time link. In order to pretend your last con your session, then we apologize link. Heading menu link. Heading search link. Link basic search, alt enter, basic search. Page has 10 headings and 10 links. Heading Keystone demonstration library. Heading basic search. Table with 2 columns and 4 rows. Search for colon. Edit alt plus J search index colon. 3 rows.
Okay, so I'm going to start with the search for box.
Link. Heading basic search. Link. Table with 2 column. Link. Link. Search for colon. Edit alt plus J.
And I'm going to go into forms mode.
Enter forms mode. Search for colon alt plus J edit. Type a text.
And I think I'm going to search for Grisham.
G-R-I-S-H-A-M.
And in this case, I can just hit enter.
Enter. Execute your search. Alt plus S button to activate. Press spacebar. Forms mode off. Execute your search. Alt plus S button. Page has 10 headings and 39 links. Link A.
Okay. And I'm not entirely sure why, but JAWS tends to jump me into the middle of a page, so I'm going to use, I'm going to go back up to the top.
Heading search results.
And as I scroll down, it's going to tell me what my search was for and how many records it found and such.
Link author contains Grisham. Blank. 50 records found. Displaying records 1 through 25.
So it displays the information in a title, in a table.
Blank. Table with 5 columns and 27 rows. Request. Author.
So once again, I'm going to use my table reading keys to move through a little bit more quickly.
1. Grisham, John, row 2. 2. Grisham, John, row 3.
So these are all by John Grisham. So in this case, what I really want to do is just scroll down through the title column.
Title, Lick Leechers, column 3. 3, Lick Leechers, row 4, Lick Leechers, row 5.
So I've got three titles that are all bleachers. I'm curious as to why that might be. So if I look one column over, it'll give me the book number.
Book ID, LT003690.
Okay, so large print.
RC056894, row 4.
Cassette.
BR014929, row 3.
In Braille. So if I wanted to do my search for just cassettes, I'm going to go back and re-enter my search.
Alt left arrow, more options, Alt plus O, this page link, Keystone Demonstration Library, page has 10, edit this page, shift tab, search index, colon, book num, shift tab, search index, colon, narrator, radio button not checked, 506. Radio button not checked, subject, shift tab, search index, colon, shift tab, search for colon, Alt plus J, edit, Grisham.
So I am looking at Grisham.
Enter forms mode on. Search for colon alt plus J edit. Grisham, type of text.
I can look at Grisham.
Tab. Search index colon author radio button checked. 206.
I'm looking at selection. It as an author, which is what I want.
Tab. Newspaper profile checkbox not checked. The check press space bar.
I'll get into the patron profile in just a moment.
Tab. More options alt plus O. Enter forms mode off. Tab, select how you would like the results to be sorted. Combo box, author, 1 of 3.
So I have some more options that I can look at. I can look at how I want it to be sorted, which I don't really want to change.
Tab, availability, colon, combo box, all titles, 1 of 2, table, column 2, row 1.
I have the option to just show available titles.
Tab, media, colon, combo box, all media, 1 of 5.
And I also can limit by my medium.
Enter forms mode on. Media colon combo box 1 of 5. Media colon combo box 1 of 5.
So I'm gonna.
Media colon combo box 1 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Selected. Shift tab. Availability tab. Media colon combo box 1 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Media colon combo. Media colon combo box 1 of 5.
Okay, I'm not entirely sure why it's not telling me what I have selected. But I can type the first letter of the media that I want to look for, and so I'm gonna type C for cassette.
C, media colon combo box 1 of 5.
And then I go down and press submit search.
Tap, execute your search. Alt plus S button to activate, press space, enter. Forms mode off, execute your search. Alt plus S button. Page has 10 headings and 32 links. Grisham, John, link of Brethren, RC049252, check dot Brethren, period. Heading search results.
So, looking at my search results,
Link author contains Grisham other search limits in effect.
So, I've got Grisham plus some other information.
19 records found.
So instead of 50 records, it has only found 19.
Displaying records 1 through 19. Blank. Table with 5 columns and 20 rows. Request. Author, column 2.
So author.
Title, column 3.
So I'm just going to look through the titles, and in this case I can see
1. Link Leechers, row 2.
Leechers.
2. Link of Brethren, row 3. 3, Link the Chamber, row 4. 4, Link the Client, row 5.
Then I can also look and see what the book number was.
ID, RC035890, column 4.
And what the availability of it is.
Status, checked out, column 5.
The columns that are displayed and the labels and all of the options are determined by the library, and that would largely be dependent on what kinds of information they have available and that they keep. If I want to request this book, Then I would go back over to the request column.
Book ID, RC title, link to client, author, Grisham, to request, checkbox, not checked, alt, plus K4, column 1.
And I press the space bar to check.
Space checked, status bar, checkbox checked.
And then I can use alt plus G to add it to my book basket.
Alt G.
Which
checkbox not checked, checkbox not checked, alt plus K8, row 9. Checkbox not checked, alt plus K9, row 10.
Okay, I'm going to, since I'm not quite getting the activity that I want with my access keys, I'm going to scroll down pretty quickly to move.
Author, Christian title, link to 10, left 13, 14, 15, 6, 18, 19, link A time to kill, row 10, RC0358 copies available, table end, blank, add the selected items to your book basket, alt plus G button.
Okay, so I'm going to use
enter.
The book basket.
Keystone Demonstration Library, page has 10 headings and 14 links, heading Keystone Demonstration Library. Heading book basket, you have one item in your book basket. You may request rush service on up to 3 items. Link return to search results. Email yourself.
Okay, and then I can go and do another search.
Heading menu. Blank. Heading new search. Blank. Visited link basic search, alt, enter, basic search. Execute your search, alt plus S button, page has 10 headings and alt plus.
In this case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a search that uses my patron profile.
Tab, execute your search, alt plus S button. Shift tab, more off, shift tab, search options, colon, shift tab, search index, colon, book number, ray 6 of 6. Shift tab, search index, colon, shift tab, search for colon, alt plus J edit. Enter, forms mode on, search for colon, alt plus.
So, again, I'm going to use Grisham.
G-R-I-S-H-A-M. Tab. Search index tab. Use patron profile checkbox not checked. The check press space bar.
In this case, I'm going to use the use patron profile.
Tab. More tab. Exit. Enter. Forms mode off. Page has 10 headings and 11 links. Heading Keystone Demonstration Library. Heading login required. Use paper required.
And since I'm asking to use my patron profile, it is going to ask me to log in.
Patron information, enter. Enter. Shift tab, modify tab, patron information, enter. Shift tab, modify shift tab, enter. Alt left arrow, more options, alt plus author.
Okay, so I'm backing up. I'm going to log in.
Enter.
Okay, so I am leaving.
Escape. Jaws cursor. Right mouse button. Basic.
Okay.
Space. Enter. Leaving menu.
Okay, so I needed to get out of, apparently, out of,
cassette RC0.
Out of forms mode.
Tab, delete item RCZ tab, out of table, return the search results link. Alt I, patron information, enter. Page has 9 headings and 11, tab, user ID, alt plus J edit, take enter. Tab, user ID, alt plus J edit, enter, forms mode on, user
going
ID,
into forms
alt plus
mode.
J edit, type a tab. C, A, M, T, D. R09 tab, password, star, tab, enter. Forms mode off, summary alt plus I link, page has 10 headings and 19 links, link summary alt plus I, link has now alt plus W, link reserved requests alt plus Q, link has had alt plus H.
Okay, so now that I'm logged in, I'm going to go to my basic search.
Link search options alt plus Z. No next heading at level 2. Heading menu. Welcome Richard Campbell. Blank. Heading new search. Blank. Link basic search alt. Enter. Page has 10 headings and 15 links. Heading keystone to tab search for colon. Alt plus J edit Grisham TBL. Enter. tab, search for colon alt plus j edit, Grisham, table, column, enter, forms, mohan, search for colon alt plus j edit, Grisham, type of text.
Okay, so I've got Grisham entered in.
Tab, search index, colon, author,
I'm going to search for him as an author.
Tab, use patron profile, checkbox not checked, the check, press space bar.
I'm going to use patron profile.
Tab, tab, execute your center. Forms mode off, the last juror, link, page has 10 headings and 24 links, link the last juror, RC057381, copies available, checkbox the copies.
Okay, so as I've done things using the patron profile, my search results are going to be a bit different.
Checkbox not checked alt plus K.
I'm going to move back up to the top of the page.
Search results.
Search results.
Author contains Grisham using patron profile, other search limits in effect. Blank. Six records found.
And at this time, it only found six records. Now, what the using patron profile does is it's going to say, don't show me anything that I've already read or that I already have. Don't show me the things that aren't available. Don't show me anything that wouldn't be in a medium that I read or any of that such. So by using patron profile, I've dropped it down to really only six records that I that are most likely things that I might want to go ahead and request. So once again, I can go through and add things to my book basket and then process my book basket, and they would get added to my request list. That was basically what I wanted to show you in doing some searches. There's certainly more things that I can try and show you as questions come up. So at this point, I'm going to open the floor to questions.
Okay, any questions? This is really good demonstration. I guess the question I have, because my wife is from Iowa, and she said all I did was pick up the phone and call my librarian, my reader advisor. What percentage of blind patrons use computers and are really good at it? Do you guys have that statistic?
Well, in Florida was one example of a library that did a lot of work to advertise their Webopac and get folks using it. And what we found was that about 10% of their patrons used Webopac to place requests.
So this means more advertising, or that's all they found in Florida? We don't know that. I mean, I'd like to see more use it. My gosh, you could order books at midnight or 2 in the morning or something. This is great.
Bob, each state has to buy it.
Is this an expensive thing for the state to buy?
It is not an inexpensive system. However, we do feel like that we are reasonably priced. And one of the comments that was earlier is that there was some concern about having to pay for upgrades and such. In order to upgrade the system, a lot of the information, or you need to upgrade hardware and such, but paying, but you do not have to buy a whole new version of CLOS in order to upgrade between versions of CLOS. The other aspect of it was that, yes, it was only 10% of the patrons in Florida that were using Webopac to place requests, but it really was the most active 10%. And so they found quite a bit of benefit out of getting folks to use Webopac.
Yes, this is Austin in Tallahassee, Florida. And before I moved to the digital download pilot that NLS is running right now, I use this service all the time. It was just great to be able to get in there and look for my own books, because I knew pretty much what I was looking for. And just to be able to do it for myself was so meaningful for me. I was wondering, do they ever upgrade the software? I realized that I at one time was playing around with another service that our public library has called NetLibrary. It's at netlibrary.org, and you go to your, I think it's either .com, netlibrary.com. And I realized that you have to go to the library, and they will issue you a password, and you have to do it on their computers. And it allows you to download audiobooks in Windows Media Player format. And I was, one of the features that they have on that particular service is they allow you to download a short file and listen to the narrator and a brief description of the book. And I thought maybe the service here would maybe at some time or other upgrade to something like that. It would be so much more useful to find out what the narrator sounded like.
That's something, certainly something that we can add to a wish list of things. One of the aspects of that is that you do have to have the samples of the files. Hopefully, as we move into the digital availability of books and such, that is something that we are looking to support, is the ability to have the files electronically stored, electronically downloadable. Of course, there are lots of questions that have to be answered about making sure that copyright is protected and all of the usual concerns.
Approximately how long does it take to actually, from the time that the library decides to implement the system, of what is the training time for the staff and all that's involved? How long does that usually take?
Once we get a contract from the library, it's usually about a 3-month implementation period for us to go through and identify all of the information and such that they want, and the sources and how they want the system configured, and then also to go through and train the staff and such. And then frequently, once they delay implementing WebOPAC slightly just to get the staff used to all of the rest of the system prior to getting all of the questions about WebOPAC. But in general, you're looking 3 to 6 months. Now, one of the big things in working with state agencies is, of course, the process of getting a budget approved. So you're also looking at the time in order to get information or get a budget and all of that approved.
Pat Price has asked in the text chat, who determines the length of the timeout period?
That is something that's determined by the library, and I'd say, based on our experience, that 15 minutes might be a little bit short, but once again, it's determined by the library, and so if you're finding that you're getting timed out more quickly than you think you ought to, that may be something that you want to ask the library to extend.
The only other the problem that I have with the system is it the individual libraries who decide the format of the usernames? Because I have a hard time remembering mine. It's like the first 5 letters of your last name, and then your initial, and then a number, and then some password. And I guess I could remember after 6 or 7 tries, but it was awfully hard the last time I had to actually do it from scratch. Do they decide that at the individual level, or does class have that as a format? Because I would like to have chosen my own username and my own password that were things that I could actually remember really well.
The username is determined by the library. The password, they typically set as a generic thing based on some information within your system. but you can change the password to be whatever you want. Down at the bottom of that patron record screen is a button that says change password, and that would allow you to change the password.
Pat, one of the things about Keystone, too, is that once they have installed it, I know the two states and that I've been involved with it on, it has been in service quite a while before it starts to receive much use, because the librarians, the staff at the Division for the Blind, the Library for the Blind there, physically handicapped, are the ones who, for those that don't just go in and teach themselves, have to have regional meetings or whatever during the year, and during that then they do presentations and whatnot. Missouri has done that, and so has Mississippi, but it can be a slow beginning, and so sometimes the powers that be are a little discouraged, saying, well, they aren't using this as much as they very much. Well, no, they're not, because it's new.
Well, I must say that I think I'm in the loop in the blind community, and I've never heard of CLOS till Pat started telling me about it, and then Mataki says, your library is using it. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm sure I gather that now the step is I call my library and say I want to be signed up to CLOS, and then I've heard this wonderful demonstration tonight, and I ought to be able to order my own books and so forth. That's and do my profile. I think that's exciting.
Bob, do you have a monthly or yearly or whatever publication from your library? I know most of them do that discuss what's going on or not out there.
Well, let me ask quickly. Each library usually has its own collection of books that either are recorded by authors within that state or subjects. As here in Indiana, we have our Indiana authors and then a lot of books that are about Indiana that are not a part of the LOC-NLS collection. And my understanding is that those books are cataloged by the CLOS system when they come into a state. And so I am able to find them within my state. But to find books that I want, say, for example, Texas, that has notoriously a lot of books that I like, I do have to go to the LOC/NLS area and find those books and then have my reader advisor order them. I cannot order them through the CLOS system. But does every state have its own collection that you include in the collection when you implement the system?
Typically, when we implement the system at a library, it's based on the collection that they have available to send out. So that if it's a book that they would have to special order, they don't particularly want to have it listed in their catalog. They would prefer to pull it off of the LC catalog for ordering. To some extent, that has a lot to do with how the library wants to maintain and make sure that if it's something that's requested through WebOPAC or such, that it's something that they would be able to send out.
Well, I just wanted to answer Franklin. My wife and I are pretty sure the library does have a newsletter, but it comes out in print every year. So you know when that gets read. Shame on me, but I want it in Braille.
I think the first time I heard about the CLOS system was in that particular publication that comes out bi-monthly. And again, it, like you said, it comes in print. But if you talk to your local library, you can get it on, well, diskettes. Anybody remember what diskettes are? that's the other format.
Thank you very much. I will. Any other questions of our fine speaker this evening, please?
Larry,
we're not hearing you. That's why I cut in on you. I'm sorry. But I wanted to ask, Mataki, maybe you answered it. We see a book. Do you give a description of that book in the search so we find the client? Can I read a little about it? It would be wonderful to hear a clip of the narrator. You know, that's in our wish list, as you say. But did you say that you did give a description of the book?
Yeah, on that search results page, each of the titles are links. So if we go over to the link, and hopefully, and if I follow the link that's the title.
Keystone Demonstration Library Edit. Page has 10 edits and 29 links. Edit Keystone
Demonstration. Another question that seemed to earlier. When you're checking the books you want, originally, and I have not done it, used it lately, but originally, your checkbox showed up before the title for the book. So you had to drop down, hear the title of the book, and go back and check it. Has that changed?
The checkbox does appear at the beginning of the line. And I think to some extent with the better support in JAWS and One Eyes for basically reading within the table and such, I believe that that's gotten better and easier to identify which box has actually been checked. What I was going to say is if you go to the title display, it does tell you all of the information about what the title is, and it also gives you the NLS annotation, which would be the description about the book.
I have trouble checking for series. And how do I do that? Starting with the basic search, I assume?
Well, one question is series available as an option on the basic search? A lot of libraries have put that on the advanced search instead of on basic search. The other thing is that you're also going to start looking at what the description of the series says. The other thing that you can do is that if a book is in a series, if you go to the title display, there'll be a line that says series, and it'll give you the description of the series, and that's usually set up as a link. If you follow that link, it will do a search based on the description that's of that series, so it would show you all of the other books in that series.
Just a quick question. Does the libraries also show the list of books even if they're no longer in print anymore? Because I noticed that the LOC NLS, they will give you the books even if they don't have them anymore.
That tends to be up to the library. A lot of libraries will tend to try to clear off books that they don't have access to anymore. The Library of Congress, I think in theory any book could get to that book somewhere in the collection. It just has somewhat to do with who can get that book for you and how involved the process of getting that book is going to be.
Can you, from this thing, go to, say, another state's library and order a book from there if your state doesn't have that book?
Usually the libraries want you to go through the various libraries in order to do what they call an interlibrary loan. So if you are a patron of one state and you want a book from another state, it's easier for the libraries to deal with the staff from another library just because they have to verify eligibility and all of that. So I believe that's why they want to make sure that you are part of the NLS program.
Yes. Is this a database of all the publications that are in the NLS collection, or is it just in, like, I'm in Florida, so would it be just in the Florida collection?
It would be a database of the collection, the Florida collection. So it's going to have all of the NLS books that Florida has available, plus any titles that are specific to Florida's collection.
Yeah, also if the library has it set up, you can, it'll say copies available, so that like when I'm looking for a book here in Arizona, if it tells me that there's only one copy, then that means there's only one copy available in Arizona. And so you know what you're dealing with.
When I order books and that information, do I understand, goes directly to the CLOS headquarters, and it is from there that the database is generated, that when my librarian goes to work the next morning, he or she pulls down the database for our particular library and prints the cards in-house that is put into the cassette boxes?
A number of libraries have chosen to have us host their system. Not all libraries do, but yes, requests that are put in through WebOPEC get entered into the database and then would appear the next day for as mailing cards for folks to send out.
And another way of doing it is to kind of bypass that altogether and just get your reader person that helps you pick out your books, reader advisor, just get their email address, and then I do a lot of copying and pasting of at least the RC number, and maybe sometimes the book title or something, but mostly the RC number, and just email it to her, and I pretty much get one day service that way.
Well, the reader advisors are concerned about being put out of work, so I suspect that's that's helpful. I use email when I want to order the books from other state libraries. I just send them all the information, and my reader advisor responds quickly. But it's been one day's service for me on anything I've ordered through the CLOS system.
Something I missed that you made, that Jaws may have said, or you may have said, and I just missed it, is the field that says whether or not the book is being, all copies of that are out and it's being put on, I forget the word, but back order. Does that field still there and I just didn't hear it?
It is dependent on how the library sets things up, but most libraries are choosing to display. It's usually labeled as status and is the last field or last column on the search results.
Yeah, I don't know if the reader advisors need to be worried about being out of work, because I thought I heard, and this also contributes to the lower percentage of people using the computer, that wasn't it over half of the patrons are elderly and don't use computers?
Absolutely.
Another thing is, if you have a list that you've developed from reviewing over talking book topics or any of that, there is an option on the menu called Request by Book Number. And that's essentially an edit box that you can paste in a whole series of RC or BR numbers, and that way you don't have to go through and do the search for that. Essentially what will happen is once you've put in that list, the titles that match those RC numbers would appear in your book basket, and you can go ahead and review the book basket, or you can just process that and have everything added to your request list.
Okay, any more questions here? She's really been doing just such a beautiful job here.
I was just going to say, I said this before we started the presentation, but when you go to that website, class.com/OPAC, that's KLAS.com/OPAC, if you don't know the link for your state, everything's linked there. So if your state does participate and you are signed up, once you call your library and sign up, the link is right there, and then you can, I guess you can add it to your favorites, but it's there. Oh, they're all linked.
Thank you, Matthew. That's great.
Well, I thank everyone for attending, and I've really enjoyed getting all the questions and chance to talk with everybody.
Mataki, you're wonderful. Great representative of CLOS. We thank you. I know Tom Peters has left now, but he's a dear friend and leading librarians from around the country, and we appreciate that. And thank you, Pat, for on the Tech Talk team, said, you know, we have to have CLOS on, and we sure did well having you on board tonight. Thank you so much.